What would you have instead?
No, this is it.
And good morning, good morning. You are listening to KBOO. It is your very own community radio station, KBOO Portland. It is 8 o'clock straight up, and you are listening to Positively Revolting Talk Radio on KBOO. I'm your host, Ani, and this is KBOO's semi-annual News and Public Affairs Day. This is a really special day where we focus for, well, between 7 in the morning and 8 o'clock tonight on programs exploring the issues that are really affecting our lives through various different lenses that our hosts provide. And we try to make sense of this world on fire throughout today and encourage you to stay tuned and to be informed so that you can take right action to make the world a better place. On that note, I am excited to be starting off the local programming part of the day with my conversation this morning with Chuck Collins. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, Ani.
Good morning. It is great to have you back on Positively Revolting. You were a guest on the show about, oh my gosh, I think it's probably 15 or 16 years ago now. Way too long. Chuck Collins is the director.
Yeah, really. It's amazing we're both still alive.
It is kind of
so
amazing.
So long. We're blessed.
We are indeed, and I'm so glad that you have the time to join us this morning. Chuck, you are the director of program on inequality and the common good at the Institute for Policy Studies, where you are the co-editor of inequality.org. Chuck Collins is the author of Born on Third Base, A One Percenter Makes a Case for Tackling Inequality, Bringing Wealth Home, and Committing to the Common Good. And your most recent book is Inequality in America, Irreversible. And you've written so much more, including Wealth in the Commonwealth, which was the book that we interviewed you about a few years back now. So I'm delighted to have this opportunity to talk with you again. Let's go ahead and start with an overview of wealth inequality in the U.S. today. We hear statistics about the wealth of the elite 1% in sharp contrast to 99% of the population. And then we know that there's an even further concentration of wealth within that 1%. And you can actually look at the accumulations of three men, Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Bill Gates, who are wealthier than the bottom half of the country combined. What does this kind of mind-boggling inequality do to our society, Chuck? How can it be that we have three people who are worth the same amount of financial money, financial power, as the bottom half of the country?
Well, it really is an indicator, that statistic you mentioned, of just how wealth is concentrated more and more. And this is a pretty recent trend. I mean, if we had looked at the 1970s, it would be, you know, you would not see a situation where three people had that much wealth.
Right.
Or the Forbes 400, you know, has as much wealth as 64% of the population. It means that we're becoming more top-heavy, that the society is getting corrupted by the concentration of wealth at the top. And the other piece of the story is the number of people who have zero or negative wealth. And that group is also growing. So one out of five households has zero or negative wealth. And that has gone up from 15%, you know, now to 21% of households. And if for people of color, it's much more, 37% of African Americans, 33% of Latinx, zero or negative wealth. So as wealth has gushed up, it's also more and more people are feeling that precariousness. So it really is a risk to our democracy, to stability, to all the things that we really care about, just the quality of life in so many ways are undermined by these inequalities.
And yet we still hear this notion of meritocracy, like the wealthiest amongst us have worked hard for that money, that their wealth is a reward for their hard work and their smarts. What do you say to that?
Well, Ani, I think you've named that is the kind of myth that justifies, the narrative that justifies inequality is it's a reflection of deservedness. You know, the people who have a lot of wealth have worked hard, and the sort of corollary to that, the people who are feeling insecure are lacking in some way. And I just think we need to be clear, these are deeply systemic inequalities. These have nothing to do with differences in effort and intelligence. It really has to do with how the rules of the economy have been rigged or tilted in favor of people who own assets at the expense of people who work for wages. And if you do that for 40 years, if you tip the tax policy and trade policy and government rules in favor of the rich, this is what you get. So it's really, we should just like point out to everyone we know, this is not connected to individual effort or deservedness. This is a systemic problem.
And let's talk about the system that has created that. You've mentioned that if you go back to the 50s or the 60s, which are sort of heralded as, you know, the time of sort of a golden era in American economics, where the middle class seemed to be growing, where there seemed to be more opportunity for people, whether that was actually true or not, it seemed to be the case. And there was much less inequality, the extremes certainly weren't there. But then things have been systematically put into place over the last 40, 45 years or so that have created this. Can you talk about what has been put in place, how the system has been changed to encourage this kind of disparity?
Well, in terms of that period you're talking about, and let's say it's like 1947 to the mid-1970s,
mm-hmm.
It was a golden age for the white middle class,
right?
For a number of reasons. We taxed high incomes and wealth at much higher rates, and we invested in things that helped put millions of mostly white families on the wealth building train. So debt free college for people coming out of World War II, not just veterans, but a wide segment of society benefited from that. 1% mortgages. I have an uncle who bought a farm in Ohio with a 1% 40-year fixed-rate mortgage. That was a deeply government-subsidized mortgage, and it made it entirely possible for millions of people to buy their first houses and get on the wealth-building train. So we do know something about, you know, rigging the economy, if you will, or orienting the economy toward expanding opportunity. We know kind of how that works. But for the last 30, 40 years, we've kind of gone the opposite direction. We've stopped taxing high incomes. We've stopped taxing inheritances at the same level. We've stopped making the investments that have helped people in the past get on, you know, some kind of opportunity. And lo and behold, we now are pulling apart at this dramatic rate. So I think the big takeaway is there are ways we can organize the rules to grow together, to reduce inequality, to create, you know, decent lives for everybody. And there are ways in which we can rig the rules to pull apart. And we've made the choice to do the latter.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about, so your personal background is fascinating. You were actually born into a family that has quite a lot of wealth and privilege. And at some point in your young adult life, you realized that this path didn't suit your own sense of ethics. Can you talk about your journey on this?
Yeah, I mean, I was, as you say, I was born on third base. And one thing that affected me, though, is I had this really intimate front row seat in my early 20s. I worked with mobile home park residents who were trying to buy their mobile home parks and own them themselves as resident-owned cooperatives. And in the process of that, I really got an inside view of, you know, what people's personal economic circumstances were, just how people were surviving with so little. And I could start to see, as inequality grew, how people were dealing with wages flattening out and getting more and more stagnant. And growing up in a wealthy family, I also had this front row seat to, like, how wealth was multiplying. So it really affected me because I could sort of see, like, oh, so this is what inequality looks like. This is, and I'm a beneficiary of that system through no effort of my own. So that really affected me, and I made a personal decision to give away the wealth that I had. But more important, I've sort of just gotten involved in this movement to try to reverse these extreme inequalities. And it's I wish I could say we've made more progress over the last couple decades, but I actually think there's kind of an awakening in the land, and people are, I think we're going to see some kind of realignment as we try to address this extreme inequality.
And can you talk a little bit about what this sort of extreme inequality does to the mindset of the elite, of the super rich? How does having that much accumulated wealth really affect somebody's outlook?
Well, people do internalize that myth that somehow they're exceptional or that their wealth is a function of some virtue on their part. And that's not to take away the fact that there are a lot of people who do work very hard, but there are a lot of people who work very hard as teachers and auto mechanics and, you know, caring for the elderly who don't get very, very wealthy. And what I found is that wealth and privilege is kind of a disconnection drug, meaning that it keeps people apart from each other. So I know lots and lots of wealthy people who, are further and further, their lives get smaller and smaller and more disconnected from others. And they hire people to do things for them as opposed to have, you know, relationships and communities and friendships of interdependence. And that is kind of debilitating, actually. So I understand people are sort of angry or frustrated when they think about the super rich. But there's a sort of isolation and disconnection that happens to people as they become more and more wealthy. So my message to people who grew up in my circumstances, it's time to come home, you know, rejoin humanity, connect to a place, be involved in solving the problems in local communities, whether you're in Portland or a rural part of Oregon or whatever. Come home and bring your wealth home and work for the common good, and that will be enormously rewarding and enriching more than your material wealth.
I want to remind listeners, you are listening to KBOO, your community radio station. This is Positively Revolting. I'm Ani. And this morning, I am fortunate to be speaking with Chuck Collins. He is an author of several books, including Born on Third Base, co-author of Wealth and the Commonwealth. And his latest work is Inequality Reversible? And you will be speaking soon. You will be speaking next week at in Oregon at the University of Oregon on April 17th. I want to remind folks that that is a lecture. If you're living in our southern transmitter reaches, you are probably not too far from Eugene, and an easy trip for you. But I want to make sure people know about this talk. Reversing Wealth Inequality, the Case for Restoring Progressive Taxation and Bringing Wealth Home. Can you let people know a little bit more about that talk you'll be giving on the 17th, Chuck?
Yeah, I'll be in Eugene on April 17th. It's a program in the evening, Wednesday evening at 7:30 in Straub Hall at the university. And we'll be talking about what you and I are talking about, Ani, just, what's happening. How does inequality affect us? But really, most important, what can we do about it? And I'll be talking a little more about taxation, too, kind of making the case of why we should fix our tax system to both, you know, generate the revenue to create opportunity, but also to address the and reduce the concentration of wealth and power. And so hopefully if you're in the Eugene area, please come over, and I look forward to meeting people and talking about what we can do together.
That's fantastic. I want to also remind people coming up today on KABU at 9 o'clock, the beloved community looks at how the CIA and the deep state have conspired to vilify Iran. At 10 o'clock, KABU's Grace Ann Smith talks about how to do nothing, resisting the attention economy with author Jenny Odell. The Digital Divide at 11 o'clock will air an interview with Cory Doctorow, author of the novel Radicalized, a book imagines a dystopian technological future. And then on throughout the day, again, public affairs and news, information that's relevant to your life, produced here at KABU, as well as some syndicated programs that have relevance to, again, our lives and the world, making sense of the world we live in. All brought to you until 8 o'clock tonight, our semi-annual News and Public Affairs Day. It is a part of our spring fundraising membership drive. This is how we stay connected to our grassroots. And I want to just remind people that this is a fundraising drive. We are here looking for more support for KABU, your independent community radio station, where 80% of our operating budget comes from you, our listeners. We are truly a grassroots effort. And the number you can call to join us is 877-500-5266. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. But again, that number is 877-500-5266. There's another number you can call to talk on the air and join in this conversation with myself and Chuck Collins. And that number is 503-231-8187. Mike has called that number. So let's go ahead and talk to Mike this morning and pull him into the conversation. Good morning, Mike. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for this conversation. One thing I've found about the psychology of the super rich, in addition to this entitlement and being born on third base, is that they seem to know that they didn't earn it. And the paranoia and really self-deprecating part of this is really off the charts from what I've seen of the super rich, that they are extremely scared of losing a penny of it, and deep down I think that they know that they didn't earn it, and I think we're dealing with some pretty severe paranoid personality problems with the super rich, and why we're seeing such extreme behavior from them.
Thanks very much for your call, Mike.
Thank you.
Chuck, do you have any comment?
Yeah, I see what Mike is talking about, because, and it kind of goes back to what I said, I think that, you know, if you were born on third base, you have a lot of wealth, you may actually not know how to earn a living. You might be somewhat disconnected from community and humanity. And realize, you know, we live in an incredibly insecure society where people can, you know, one job loss, one illness, can move toward destitution. And believe it or not, I actually think that affects everyone in the culture, including people we would all think, oh, well, they have enough money, they don't have to worry. But that insecurity is kind of pervasive. And so people hold on more tightly, more fearfully. And it's interesting to see how the second and third generation of wealthy families, they are more involved in regressive politics. You know, think of the Koch brothers. You know, mm-hmm. Their father and grandfather made the money. How do they use their time and money? They use it to rig the rules to hold on to their money and get more wealth. And we've noticed that the people who are funding campaigns to cut taxes, to eliminate the inheritance tax, tend to be second and third generation wealthy families who, frankly, maybe don't know how to create wealth on their own. And so they're rigging the rules to get more wealth through the system. So it creates that antisocial behavior that Mike is talking about. Not everybody, but it's striking that there's something that happens, and you use the word paranoia, but I think it's that fear and desire to control that is harmful to the rest of us.
I want to look at something that's been happening over the last few months that kind of grabbed the headlines and some attention, and that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's 70% taxing above on incomes above $10 million. And the sort of stir that caused. Can you talk a little bit about efforts like that and the reaction that we see to them?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, what Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez proposed, a top tax rate of 70%, mm-hmm. that's what was in place pretty much through the years after World War II. It was actually much higher under mm-hmm. The socialist presidency of Dwight Eisenhower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like 91% on very, very top rates. So what she's proposing was in the mainstream of U.S. politics. You know, it was John F. Kennedy right up until Ronald Reagan. The top tax rate is what she's proposing.
Right.
So it has launched that sort of sense of hysteria of we're heading toward creeping socialism, but in fact it's actually a really good idea. And there's a number of really good proposals now. Senator Elizabeth Warren's idea of a wealth tax, Senator Bernie Sanders a progressive inheritance tax and estate tax that's where the rates go up as you get toward $1 billion in wealth. Proposals to have a higher income tax. There's a great proposal out there to just have a 10% income tax surcharge on income over $3 million that includes capital gains, you know, because at the very wealthiest, you know, the 0.1%, most of their income comes from investments, not from work and salaries. So there are a number of proposals that are being debated, put out there. I actually think they're wildly popular, wildly
yeah.
supported. So the good news is, I think there's pressure building to fix the tax system and to make it fair again.
And I have really enjoyed seeing so many people embracing this idea, but I am still a little surprised to see so many people. Mostly, I think it's those more conservative in the media who are talking about the 70% as if it had never been done before, as if there is no
yeah.
sense of history, and as if it's some crazy idea that is just going to tank everything. That ahistoricism always
yes.
boggles me. Yeah.
No, I think I think you are making a really important point. Here's the thing. There's now polling that shows that 75 to 80% of the population supports the AOC proposal, that top, you know, a 70% rate on incomes over $10 million, including a majority of Republicans. So that, you know, the noise that you're hearing attacking it is from a tiny little 20% of the population who are not going to like any kind of progressive tax policy regardless. But for most people, it's common sense. And, you know, I sort of jokingly, you know, said under Republican President Dwight Eisenhower,
yeah.
the top tax rates were much higher. That is the revenue that we use to invest in infrastructure and things that, you know, created sort of the foundations of modern cities and the economy today. And they were widely supported. So it's an attempt to scare us all. And as you say, you know, Ani, it's, you know, to say, act, pretend like this didn't happen before, when in fact this was the policy for the majority of the last 60, 70 years, was a much higher top tax rate.
So I know we just have about 5 minutes left with you, and I'm curious to just sort of look at how we do fix this. What do you think of a maximum income? You know, is there an absolute cap on the amount of wealth somebody should be able to accrue?
Well, I think that there's a really good case for when wealth surpasses a certain level, And I'm not sure, you know, I would, let's just say, you know, $50 million. When your wealth has risen that high, it's all about power at that point. You know, you have enough wealth, you're taking care of all your material needs, you have multiple houses, your children are protected from whatever adversity they may encounter. Then you're really at the point where you're accumulating power, and that's when the rest of society should say, "Yeah, we have a concern with that." And if somebody has $1 billion, that is just too much power in a healthy, self-governing democracy. So we should put a brake on it. And actually, my colleague Sam Pezzagatti has a terrific book out called The Maximum Wage, and his proposal is if income is over a certain ratio of the minimum wage, then it should be taxed at 100% rate. And all of a sudden, the rich have an interest in raising the floor. You know, so if the so let's say it's a 50-to-1, and if your income is over 50 times the minimum wage, above that, you tax it at 100%. And all of a sudden, the rich have a real solidarity interest in what's happening to the rest of society, and we ensure that we don't pull apart to such an extreme level. So check out, or you should invite Sam to come talk to you about that idea, because it's a really interesting way to reweave the social fabric that has been torn apart by inequality.
Yes, I will follow up on that. That's fantastic. You know, when we are looking at the new tax, you know, laws that have been, this is the first year we've seen them, and we're looking at major corporations paying zero, and the benefits squarely falling on the wealthiest. It seems like, you know, again, we've gone in exactly the wrong direction with this. In your last few minutes, how do we start to change things for the better? What do we do as people who care?
Well, you know, I think it is a time when we can support at the state level and at the national level candidates and people who are running for office that support these progressive tax ideas. I think we're going to see in the next couple months congressional hearings and more people supporting and endorsing these proposals and running for office on them and debating them. And so the conversation you and I are having, we want to take it to every corner of the community and talk about, you know, why we should restore taxes on the very wealthy and how we should be using that revenue to invest in things that create a better society for everybody. And that is, you know, that's such a simple idea, and yet we've gotten away from it. And we have to fend off the sort of fear-mongering and, oh, this is socialism and this is going to destroy the healthy economy, et cetera, et cetera. Let's have an open, real debate about that. What do we know? And so I think, you know, talking to our neighbors and going back to something you said, Ani, taking on that myth of deservedness, you know, and if somebody says, oh, well, the wealthy deserve to have what they have, just to, you know, let's explore how it is that people become wealthy, mm-hmm. and that myth, take on that myth. So I think all those are things that we can all do together to move this conversation forward.
And I have been speaking with Chuck Collins. Chuck is speaking in Oregon next week, April 17th. It's Wednesday next week, 7:30, at the University of Oregon in Eugene. Reversing Wealth Inequality, the Case for Restoring Progressive Taxation and Bringing Wealth Home. Chuck, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. And I just want to leave it with a little word about the importance of community radio. KBOO, of course, is in our spring membership drive, and we rely on listeners to support us and keep us connected to our grassroots. Can you just say a few words about the importance of independent media and community radio?
Oh my gosh, it makes such a difference. You know, I live in Boston, and we do not have a KBOO, and we are so impoverished by that. You know, we have the big NPR affiliates, mm-hmm. But they do not have the same conversation, and they're not sort of rooted and connected in the way that KBOO is. So, you know, support
the treasure that you have. You don't want it to go away. Support KBOO. That's what I would say, coming from a city that doesn't have a great community radio station.
All right. Hey, Chuck Collins, thank you so much for joining us here on Positively Revolting this morning.
Thanks, honey. Take care.
You too. Always good to talk with Chuck Collins. Again, author who is doing so much work on addressing inequality in our country. And really just important words there. And now it's time to talk with Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. I want to thank Gravy Restaurant at 31st and Sandy for bringing food today. And I want to thank Orhan in Milwaukee, who has contributed this morning, and Carissa and Southeast PDX, which is what the trendy people call Portland. And
is it trendy now?
I wonder if that's the same Carissa that came in here and volunteered her metaphor off just in the last couple of days, but it could be. But I would like for you to join Orhan and Carissa and call 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, and support Positively Revolting Talk Radio and Ani Haynes and KBOO Radio. And Ani, I understand that you have a special offer.
Well, so
for a $200 contribution.
Well, let's actually look at the total milieu, as it were.
The milieu.
We have an $800 goal to raise this morning. This is our News and Public Affairs Day. This is our semi-annual News and Public Affairs Day. One of my favorite days of the year, because we get to really focus on issues that are important to us, that impact our lives, that make a difference. And when we get that kind of information and we fill ourselves with powerful information brought to you by independent producers from various perspectives, then we can actually take right action. We are stronger and we can make the world a better place. And that's why it's so very, very important to join KBOO and to support community radio and these independent producers. 877-500-5266. It's true. I read tarot cards. I do. And, you know, through the years with various co-hosts, we have come up with things that we can do. I remember Melody and I had tea with the witches, and you could take your choice of, you know, a house blessing or a tarot reading or I'm not sure what. But we actually were invited out to the Gorge to do a house blessing once from somebody who, in fact, got us as a thank you gift. And that was fantastic. And then, you know, Lynn and I offered astrology and tea, as astrology was her specialty. But, you know, now I'm kind of solo. So it's just really me. Tarot and tea. I would be more than happy to spend a couple of hours reading your tarot and having tea and conversation with you. And we are asking for a $20 a month contribution. $20 a month is doable for many people listening right now. Or you could do it all at once with $240. But please do make that call. That makes such a difference. If you'd like me as a thank you gift, I would be happy to read your cards. If you maybe you don't want that, that's fine. That's fine too. But please do call 877-500-5266. And let us know that you care about your community, you care about independent media, you care about KBOO, and you want to be one of our participatory listeners. You want to become a KBOO member. 877-500-5266.
Well, I also want to thank Roger, who called in. Thank you, Roger. And I would like to ask you to join Roger. You know, right now we're in a historic period in which journalism and it's by extension public affairs is being suppressed. Information is being suppressed, and you're being invited to join a demagoguery. You're being invited to hate by the Trump administration, and to enforce that. Well, you know, most people don't realize that Mumia Abu-Jamal is a journalist, and the real reason he is in jail is because he is a journalist. It's a long story, but we tend to forget. And we've got Chelsea Manning in jail for revealing how horrible the war is. And now we've got Julian Assange in jail for revealing how horrible U.S. wars are. I mean, those are their real crimes. That's the real reason that they're being put away. And this pressure is felt across the world by journalists and by people who do public affairs and people who want to get the truth out. And we certainly feel it here at KBOO. And so I want you to push back. If you don't, the demagogues win. And this is a very fraught time. But it's time for you to show what you're made of and to call 877-500-5266 if you'd like the Tarot reading, which is a very pleasant process, very enlightening. I've had it myself. That is $20 a month. You can do that by calling us at 877-500-5266 and just spending 2 or 3 minutes on the phone. I contribute $25 a month. I am retired. I have 2 pensions, and I don't notice the $25. Now and then I see it on the bank statement, and I'm like, oh, yeah, because you get used to happening. So you can do that, actually, if you're set up all right and you're doing okay, then you can afford to get the Tarot reading. And you can afford to support KBOO. And now's the time to do it. Now's the time, because it's not the sort of thing that you say, oh, that's probably a good idea, and then you actually do it later in the afternoon or something. No, that doesn't happen. What happens is you stop what you're doing. Maybe you pull over, and you're safe, and you go over to a parking lot, and you pull out your phone, and you call us. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. We want to offer you that Tarot and tea, but we have even more. And actually, I am surrounded by goodies here at KBOO that we are just aching to offer to you. One is the Feminist Revolution book block, and it contains several books. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, several books.
Let's see, several books.
Yes, here. Necessary Trouble, Welcome to the Revolution, Divas and Dames, and
several
more.
So a bunch, yeah. A whole bunch.
And you can get that for $5 a month, and that's a case in which it's one of the rare cases in which the pledge premium is actually worth more than the donation. So that you can call that 877-500-5266. That's 877 toll free 500-5266, spells KBOO. And like I was saying, you need to do it now, because it has to be you, because you're the person who understands why it's necessary, and you're the person that has the shoulders to pull the society forward with your compassion and your will. Has to be you, has to be now. 877-500-5266. And what do you think? What do you think, Mom Witch? Shall I tell them about the other book bag, or should we hold off on that?
Let's hold off for a minute on that.
Lots of goodies here.
I also want to invite listeners to call if you want to have a conversation on the air around inequality. You're also welcome to do that. This is Talk Radio after all. 503-231-8187 is the number to call to actually engage in conversation on the air. That said, to contribute to KBOO, please do call 877-500-5266. We are asking for your support this morning for community radio to keep us strong and independent together, because, well, you know, you need information in your life. You need information that is relevant. That is why you, in fact, tune into KBOO. You have grown to rely on the information that KBOO producers provide, the KBOO news, our reporters going out and digging deep into what's happening locally and regionally, as well as what's happening around the world. We do an amazing amount of money, an amazing amount of work on a shoestring budget with very little money. And again, 80% of the money in our operating budget comes from you. So please do your part. Step forward and raise your hand and say yes to community radio. Yeah, you're going to be a member of KBOO, and you're going to call 877-500-5266, and that you have $20 right now. And a leap of faith says you're going to have $20 next month and the month after that. Commit $20 a month to your community and your community radio station. When you contribute at that level or more, I would be happy to come and read your tarot cards. We can have some tea. We can have some great conversation. We can talk tarot and all of that kind of good stuff. So again, that's 877-500-5266 is the number to call. To actually be a member of KBOO, to make a difference in our lives and in your life. We have $800 to raise this morning for Positively Revolting. And it was kind of a that's it seems really kind of like a lot. But when you break it down, each person contributing what they can, it is doable, as many hands make light work. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You know that you listen to Positively Revolting because we bring you the voices. Well, Chuck Collins this morning is a fine example. We bring you people that you just really... I enjoy bringing forth folks that have deep thoughts around our world and the sort of horrors that are there now and what we can do about them together, right? And it's taking that collective action that really does make such a difference in our worlds. So, you know, whether we're talking with Andrea Williams from CASA around immigration reform, or Dar Jamal about the climate change, or as we were talking with Greg Constantine last week about the horrors of genocide and you know, those sorts of things, or Patrick Starnes, who we spoke with about getting big money out of politics and campaign finance reform, you know, here in the local scene. So from the very local to the international, we bring it here on Friday mornings because we want to have these deep conversations with our communities. We want to make sure that community members are informed and then feel empowered to do something to make the world a better place. That is what Positively Revolting is all about. So please do contribute right now and help us raise that $800 goal. 877-500-5266, or online. You can also contribute at kboo.fm. That's kboo.fm. And you can do it on your phone app too. However you choose to do it, we just ask that you do it right now and become a member of KBOO this morning. Teresa, you there? I've stopped talking at the wrong time. Okay, so I'm going to keep talking.
Okay, the mic is back on.
Oh, there you are.
And it's time to call in. The cowbell knows. When you hear the cowbell, it's time to call in.
The cowbell scares me.
Well, you know, it's a good scare. It's a frisson, what can I say? This is our theme for this membership drive is Smash Fascism and Restore Humanity. It's the Smash Fascism and Restore Humanity Spring Drive TM. And when you call in, you'll be helping us smash it. So I want to smash it. Call 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. And sometimes in the morning, there's kind of a buzz that goes on, and I could swear you can kind of feel it. It's like it's in the way people drive when they're commuting. You know, it's like there's kind of a buzz, and we're just like the Friday hasn't really started yet. So that's why we have a cowbell, and the cowbell allows you to wake up and call right now, 877-500-5266. I want to also offer the T-shirt. Oh, thank you. I love it when the phone rings. You can KBOO.fm as well. Yeah.
It's always great trying to coordinate a conversation with my dear friend, Teresa, as we are two rooms apart and trying to see each other over a little monitor. So sometimes we both start talking at the same time, and sometimes neither of us are talking. It's just a little coordination.
Can you see my hand up there?
I do. I see your hand. Look at that. That's
Hello,
very cute.
This is my hand.
That's a cute hand.
I would like to throw in the mix, actually, the new Press Watch T-shirt, which doesn't have to do with this show, but, you know, there's some crossover. And so, actually, there's a new T-shirt, and I got dozens of them into KBOO. Several of them went out, but we still have some. And the new Press Watch T-shirt shows a flag design, except the flag is the bars of a prison cell. But the bars of the prison cell are being broken apart by another pair of hands. Another pair? By a pair of hands. And they reveal text which says, "The news you're not supposed to know, Press Watch 90.7 KBOO.fm. It's been pretty popular. People like it. And you can get it for $10 a month by calling 877-500-5266. Of course, why would you do that when you really want to spend $20 a month and get Turo and Tea with Ani? I don't know why you would do that, but just in case you do, call 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Over to you.
Well, you know, I mean, different people will respond to different things. Maybe somebody really just really wants that T-shirt, and they should because it's a gorgeous t-shirt. Again, it's a t-shirt that shows your defiance, and it can be yours as your thank you gift when you contribute. $120, it's just $10 each and every month. Again, an easy bite-sized piece. Call it, you know, more or less, what is that? It's like a buck and a quarter, $1.50, somewhere in there a week.
Chewy.
And it's easy to do. You just pick up the phone and you dial 877-500-5266. It's a deceptively simple act because it's, you know, it seems quick and easy to do, and it is quick and easy to do, and yet it is powerful. It actually does strengthen our communities. It ties us together. It increases our grassroots support. And you hear the radio differently once you contribute.
This just in, David from Lake Oswego and Janice from Southwest Portland.
Fantastic. So, again, please join David and Janice and all the others who have joined KABU this morning or renewed their membership to KABU. Please do call 877-500-5266. We are talking about wealth inequality this morning. We're talking about, you know, is it in fact a good idea to bring back a 70% tax rate on the wealthiest? You know, what do we think that does to our society? What does it do when we have such wealth inequality that you have three men owning as much as the bottom half of the country? What does that do? These are the conversations that Positively Revolting brings you each and every Friday morning, digging deep and looking at how these actions impact our lives. Please do contribute right now to KABU. Join KABU and support conversations like these. Support independent media. Support you know, the little radio station that has its finger in the face of power. That is, in fact, what you are doing when you are dialing 877-500-5266. You are adding your strength to so many others, and together we are much stronger. Right? The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And that is so very true. It's a synergistic effect, and it is something that you add to when you dial 877-500-5266. We have a couple of gift packs, book bags. There is the Feminist Revolution. There is the Empowered Women. That is more on the, I'm going to say, political, legislative sort of area. And, you know, either of those, you can sort of say whether you would prefer the more, what do we say, the Feminist Revolution. I'm looking at the titles here. I'm thinking it's, you know, more pop culture, more that kind of activism, as opposed to the Empowered Women, more legislative action sort of stuff. Either of those gift bags, grab bags, mystery bag of books could be yours with your contribution of $60. Call it $5 a month. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to join KABU this morning. And again, contribute to Positively Revolting. I know that we had an $800 goal to start with, and I'd love to hear how we're doing on that. And I know we need to be doing a little bit better. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
Well, I know that on the board it says 195 is in, but I think more than that is in. So I think we're about halfway to that goal. And I'm also just sort of assuming that this mic is on. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Good. Yeah. Okay. And so again, I'd like to thank David and Janice and Orhan and Carissa for calling in. And you can call in right now and help us move through this membership drive, which is just getting its momentum going. You never know when it's actually just going to, when the ignition's going to catch and that that roar happens and we hit the road. And it's we're pretty close to that, I think. 877-500-5266. Once again, I'd like to thank Gravy at 31st and Sandy. I'm saying 31st and Sandy again because I was told that they have more than one location, and so they
it's true.
Kind of want it known that there is actually a location there at 31st and Sandy Boulevard here in Portland.
877.
We're grateful to them for bringing this stuff in here. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KABU. 877-500 5266, and there was another call and another answer.
And we thank you so much for that. That call is important. You are important. And please, right now, if you are not making that call, this is your moment. Do it. 877-500-5266. I have to say, you know, out and about around town, I have talked to a lot of folks who seem to recognize my voice. It happens. And you tell me that, you know, you appreciate this show. You tell me you look forward to Positively Revolting. And this is the time to really make sure that you are supporting what you believe in. This is the time to call 877-500-5266 and support my efforts, support KBOO's efforts, support Positively Revolting in your ear on Friday mornings. Please do call now, 877-500-5266. Again, I'm offering a tea and tarot deal where you can, in fact, have your tarot cards read by myself. I will be happy to share some tea and conversation with you. We can discuss, I don't know, anything from metaphysics to, you know, the dumpster fire that is Washington, D.C. The choice is kind of yours. But that is something I am offering, and we are asking $20 a month for that call. 877-500-5266.
I met a physics once, but he was quirky.
Oh, you did that. Okay. I did. You can also contribute online at kboo.fm. Just please, or you can come in person, 20 Southeast 8th. And we'd love to give you a tour of the studios and show you how we put your money to work in service to the communities. But you just have to make the decision to be a KBOO member right now and do it. Sometimes the easiest way to do it is picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266. You were saying, Teresa?
Well, your guest was saying that Boston doesn't have a community radio station.
It's true.
I thought that's awful.
Isn't it?
And also, it kind of makes sense to me when I think about the, the consensus in Boston. This is one of those gestalt things, but, you know, the consensus in Portland is different. And when we've had speakers come through here, notably Michael Perini, but there are other speakers
Noam
who come through.
Chomsky is the person who said that he can always tell when there is a community radio station in a city because the questions and answers period of his talks are so much more informed. The questions are so much deeper.
Yeah, several times. I mean, over the years, people have commented on that. It does make a difference. Your money does make a difference. And it's very important that you be one of the few, the proud who actually call and make the contribution and keep us going, because that the economic paradigm is very important to the social paradigm here, as it is everywhere, frankly, just as you were having in that discussion. I mean, the fact that the maldistribution of this wealth in this country has made people depressed and angry and crazy. And it's what's driving this demagoguery, because people are grasping for answers. And of course there are cheap and easy con men, fools, demagogues who come out and say, "Oh, the problem is people of color." Frankly, that's where they're coming from. You know, let's turn to race hatred. That'll fix things. Well, it won't. But
there's the absolute xenophobia of fear of immigrants. There's the Islamophobia. You're right. It is just really stirring up a fear base.
Yeah, and what we really need is a living wage. What we really need is that distribution of wealth that was closer to equitable for those who are able to participate. I don't want to oversell it in the 50s and 60s. And that was, you know, there's race problems with that as well, because this is a race problem country. That's America's middle name. But that information is so much more useful to you than demagoguery, and it's so much more healing to the society around it than the lies and the hatred. And that's why you need to call 877-500-5266, because it isn't just you listening, it's everyone else who's able to listen to these broadcasts, to these free broadcasts, to the free webcasts, the free podcasts that we do, our own content that we develop here at KBOO.FM, and also even the syndicated programs, Democracy Now! Notably. That's very important. It's more important than you might guess. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. I was talking about the book batch that you can get, going along with our theme of smash fascism and restore humanity. But also, for $20 a month, you can get tarot and tea with Ani herself. And she is a charming tarot reader. But she's more than charming. Actually, I think that you will get your mind blown pretty well out your ears if she does a tro
reading
for you.
Charming and mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And
these are adjectives I'll stand behind.
Yeah.
877-500-5266 is that number. 877-500-5266. Your keys to KBOO membership. Just wiggle your fingers over the touchpad on your phone and make the pattern. 877-500-5266. Please do call right now. We are trying to raise $800 in this hour. We have 5 minutes left, and we need to hear from you. Just like you need KBOO every morning to get you going, whether you wake up early enough to get some of the wonderful folk music that is played every weekday morning between 5:30 and 7, or if you start your day with Democracy Now! Or the local talk radio programs, you know that you rely on KBOO to really get you going in the morning. I know I do. And I talk to so many folks who tell me that they share that experience. So please do give back to that community right now and make sure that you are doing your part to keep KBOO strong as we enter our 51st year. This is quite the legacy station. Please do make sure that we continue on and that you are adding your strength to the mix. 877-500-5266. If you can contribute $25 a month, please let us thank you with one of our KBOO hoodies. I have to say this is the perfect hoodie weather. It is the garment that I am reaching for in the morning. It is just warm enough, and it's super comfy. And best yet, it shows that I believe in KBOO. And it has our Star Tower logo front and back so that everyone can know that you you share this defiant attitude. You share a love of independent media. You are a free thinker. That is sort of everything you're saying. Plus, you like to have warm, comfy garments that look kind of cool. All of these things are the message that you're sending when you wear your KBOO hoodie. And again, we are when you contribute $25 a month or more, you can just ask for that as your thank you gift, and we'd love to thank you in that way. 877-500-5266. Just a couple minutes left. Teresa, this is kind of exciting.
It is, because Rachel is called in from Northeast Portland. Thank you, Rachel. And Terry is called from Northeast Portland. And KW has called from Northwest Portland area. Thank you very much. I'd like to ask for those of you listening right now in Salem, Hood River, Corvallis, to call in 877 toll free 500-5266, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. I keep my
or
mind
online
keeps
at kboo.fm. Gotta just throw that in there every now and again, because maybe you're an introvert, maybe you hate phones, maybe you are already online and it's just going to be easy to go to the website kboo.fm and hit the donate button.
Maybe you're listening from Hobart, Tasmania.
You could
and,
be.
You could, yeah, click kboo.fm anyway. So let me just review the things that we are offering right now. We've got quite the bag. We've got the $240 Tarot and Tea. That's $20 a month, which you can set up with Ani by calling in. We've got the Feminist Revolution Pack with Necessary Trouble, Welcome to the Revolution, Divas and Dames, and three other books, which is a heck of a deal for $5 a month, just getting your feet wet with the minimum donation out of a, what do you call that, taking it out of the bank account thing.
We call it a sustaining membership.
Sustaining membership.
That's what we call it.
Yeah.
You can call it
friend. We can set that up in 3 minutes with you calling 877-500-5266. I see that Friday morning thing has got my brain fog going.
It's so
but,
true.
But you know what I mean.
It's
you know what I'm talking about.
Us.
I can word around it if I can't find the right word anyway.
877. We got 1 minute left. My good friends, my good people, please, this is a moment to stop what you're doing and call right now. It is urgent that we actually do raise the money that we are, that is our goal, because we want to make sure that KBOO is well supported and makes its operating budget. And again, 80% of its operating budget comes directly from you, our listeners. So this is your moment to shine. please. We rely on listeners to be participating members. Community radio is not a spectator sport. It takes everyone getting involved to keep us strong together. Teresa, thank you so much for helping out this morning.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to leave folks with that number one more time as we are just about there. Gosh, 877-500-5266. Call right now. Support Positively Revolting. We've been on the air for 25 years, and we are doing it really for the love of community. Please do call right now and support Positively Revolting on this, our News and Public Affairs Day special, coming up at 9 o'clock, the beloved community. You can also join us online, kboo.fm. Come in, 20 Southeast 8th. Meet the folks that make it all happen down here on the other side of your speakers and see how you can get more involved in your community radio station. And one more time, that number, I'm going to leave you with it. Join now. Become a member of KBOO today. Call 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Gravy, with locations in Boise at 3957 North Mississippi Avenue and in Kearns at 3101 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. Serving traditional American breakfast and brunch, both locations are open daily from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch was provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 3570 Southeast Division Street, open 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. or later every day. More information at atlaspizzapdx.com. Dinner was provided by Di Nicola's, located in the Creston Kenilworth neighborhood at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard. Di Nicola's authentic Italian restaurant has been a family-run Portland institution for over 40 years, serving classic Italian cuisine and pizza. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. or later. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Greenline, an environmental justice dinner series on Thursday, April 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Abundant Life Church in Portland. Greenline features Amira Streeter, natural resources policy advisor to Governor Brown, and Edward Hill, urban planner and community systems designer. These leaders will discuss pressing environmental issues impacting communities of color and vulnerable communities in Portland and in Greater Oregon. Again, that's Greenline, an environmental justice dinner series.